Amen. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast this morning. Evangelist Gene Voss with you today, bringing to you the Word of God, urging you to be in church this morning, be in Sunday school and church throughout the day. I believe you'll be blessed of God if you'll do that this morning. I will count it a real joy to be here today, and trust you'll stay tuned for a little while while we try to bring to you what God's laid on our heart for the day, and just to have a good day in the Lord today. Invite you to church here at Mountain View Baptist Church, Sunday school at 10 o'clock, and worship at 10:45, Sunday evening at 6, and Wednesday at 7. And we invite you to come and be with us in the services here. Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor. He'd love to see you come into the house of God on this beautiful Lord's Day. Good to be saved this morning. Good to know our Redeemer's alive and well. And coming to get us one day, real soon, the Lord's coming. Don't forget that. He's coming. He's coming. He promised us in the Word of God that He would come again and receive us unto Himself, that where He is, there we'd be also. What a promise and what a power that He has to keep that promise this morning. And what an expectation we have, looking for that blessed hope of the glorious appearing, the great God, and our Savior, Jesus Christ. He's coming. Get ready to meet Him today. All right, want to pray for your needs this morning. Remember those in prayer today that are sick and suffering. Brother Hoyt Owen's been in the hospital this weekend, and so you pray for him and the family there. And Miss Mamie, of course, too, also, that's lost her companion. Pray for these needs today. A lot of sickness, too, in the community. Pray for each other. God would just extend His wonderful grace, and He will, to those that want it. He's there. And He's promised us that He'd go with us all the way, even to the end of the world. What a God we have today. Amen. Father, we bow in Your presence this morning. We want to thank You for this day. Privileged, Lord, just to approach Your throne room this morning and come boldly to the throne of grace, obtaining mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Father, pray You'd bless the needs in Radio Land today. Those that need help this morning, God, would You just help them to look to You for the strength and the help that they stand in need of in this hour. Those that are suffering and sick, God, I pray You touch their bodies today as only You're able to do it. And You are a God that cares. You understand all the needs and the problems and things that we face and go through in this life. I'm glad, God, You're always there. Made us a promise, and You're keeping that promise day by day. Have Your way now. Lead us in the program this morning, helping the Word of God. We'll honor You and praise You in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. And I trust you're praying for folks today. God's able to help people. So you listen now as they sing.
Stand instead for me and pray a fortress round me. I carried a heavy, heavy load, you see. One day the Lord spoke to my heart and said, why don't you roll that burden on me? Why don't you roll that burden on me? Or you may stumble on the way. Folks are breaking down from worry day by day. I struggled so many, many miles, you see. By faith I met the Lord and heard Him say, why don't you roll that burden on me? Why don't you roll that burden on me? Or you may stumble on the way. Folks are breaking down from worry day by day. Happy as can be. I am so glad that I heard Jesus say, why don't you roll that burden on me? Why don't you roll that burden on me? Or you may stumble on the way. Folks are breaking down from worry day by day.
Amen. Well, I wouldn't carry that burden too long. It gets awful heavy when you're carrying it on your own. He does carry our burdens for us. He will lift them. He will carry them. He will help them. I'm glad I'm saved this morning. Glad I know whom I have believed. Persuaded that He's able to keep that I've committed unto Him against that day. What a God we serve today. Have one more now. Hope you enjoy it.
So true, how God in His mercy looked down on me and you. For though we were sinners and sinful paths we trod, yet we through believing became the sons of God.
Amen. Psalms chapter 85, the verse of scripture we've been dealing with for a few weeks now. I want to go back to today. The Bible said, revive us again that thy people may rejoice in thee. And I've been trying to preach on what needs, there's a need for revival. There's a need for revival, a preaching of the Word of God. That was the first Sunday we dealt with it. There needs to be revival of preaching. The Bible said, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. The man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. We need some preaching today, preaching the word of God. Amen. And so then there needs to be revival of hearing of the word of God. There's a famine of hearing the word of God. Folks just not listening to what God's got to say through his preachers. And I know there's a lot of charlatans out there, a lot of folks that are fleecing people out there on the TV and places and even buildings. But I'm telling you, brother, there are some preachers today that need to be heard because of what they're preaching. They're not preaching for popularity. They're not preaching for money. But they're preaching because they've been called to declare the word of God to a sinful nation, to a sinful world, and to a sinful people. We need that kind of preaching today. And dealing with our sins, dealing with our rebellion, our failures, and our fears, you need preaching today. And then we find there's a famine, of course, not only preaching, but up doing the word of God. We're to do the scriptures, do what the Bible says. I preach it and then do it. Amen. It's one thing to preach it, another thing to do it, and we need to do the word of God. Whatever it says, that's what it meant. A lot of folks get to try to interpret the Bible when they very plainly says what they need to know about what they're doing, and yet they'll try to dig around it and dig under it and dig over it and try to dig up some other version, something that will give them a little relief from the sin they're being dealt with about, but we need to do the word of God. What the scripture says, we need to do it. Of course, we're King James 1611 Bible. That's all we preach. That's all we study, and that's all we believe in. Amen. You say, well, that's pretty narrow. Well, we're in a narrow way. We're certainly not broad-minded today as far as the scripture is concerned, and we need to believe the precious word of God. Then we talked about not only there needs to be revival of doing the word of God, but there needs to be revival of rejoicing in the Lord, of rejoicing in the Lord. Now, the Bible speaks about joy in the word of God. It speaks about joy. It starts back in the Old Testament. There's a joy in the hearts of God's people. Now, here's a people in Book of Ezra, chapter 3. Here's a people that they began to worship God. They saw some things begin to happen. And so in the third chapter, in the 11th verse, the Bible said, and they sang together by chorus in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, because he is good, for his mercy endure forever toward Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the Lord was laid. So the Bible said, but many of the priests and Levites, when chief of the fathers, who were ancient men that had seen the first house, when the foundation of this house was laid before their eyes, wept with a loud voice, and many shouted aloud for joy. Now, in some dried up Baptist circles, that wouldn't be too popular today. And then in some, you know, there's a lot of noise going on there, but there ought to be some Holy Ghost rejoicing in the Spirit of God today. It's what we need in our churches this morning. And so we need a revival of rejoicing in the Lord. These men believed in it back in the Old Testament. They weren't ashamed to rejoice. They shouted aloud for joy because of what the Lord had done for them. They was building his house again. And so there's the joy that God's people has today. And you say, well, what about the New Testament? Testament. Well, I'm glad you asked me this morning, because Peter speaks about that over in 1 Peter. He talks about that joy that the Lord puts in the hearts of His people. We've been teaching Sunday school about this some. And here we find in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verses 8, I believe it is, he said, he talks about rejoicing in the Lord. And so the Bible said in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verses 8, after these things be in you and abound, that you make you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he talks about joy unspeakable and full of glory. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. There is a joy that comes today because of the power of God and the life of God's people this morning. Oh yes, there's the joy and rejoicing of the Spirit. The Bible said, and he talks about there in 1 Peter, of course, when he begins to talk about the inheritance, and in verses 4, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Boy, that's something to shout about there, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed the last time. Well, that's something to shout about too. We're kept by the power of God. Don't have to worry about getting lost again. Just live for Him. If you don't live for Him, He'll chastise you and He'll make you wish you'd live for Him. But then he said in verses 7 verse 6, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptation. We greatly rejoice, he said, that the trial of your faith, then more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, may be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Now listen to this verse here. Whom having not seen, oh, we haven't seen Him this morning. No, we haven't put our eyes upon the Son of God. We haven't looked upon His face. We haven't seen Him this morning. But I'm telling you, there's the fact that He puts a joy in our hearts, even though we're living by faith. He said, be in the trial of your faith. But he said, whom having not seen, ye love, and whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. I tell you, there's real rejoicing that comes from the hearts of God's people. It don't have to be worked up. Amen. Don't have to be worked up. I've seen the joy of God build up in the hearts of God's saints, and they began to rejoice. There wasn't even any music going on. I tell you, the power of God was real. Joyce and the joy that comes from holy living. Amen. There's a difference today. If you're going to shout the victory, you're going to have to live for Him and live your life for Him and give your life to Him and dedicate your life, separate yourself from this old sinful world and not partake of the sinful things of this life. And God will put that joy in your heart today. Certainly He will. And so this joy unspeakable and full of glory. That's what he's talking about. Ought to be a revival of rejoicing today. And that's what he said there in Psalm chapter 85. And he said, thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee. Amen. We're not rejoicing in ourselves. We're not rejoicing in what we've done. We're rejoicing in Him. Amen. But that God puts in our hearts and lives today. And so there there's a joy unspeakable and full of glory. If they did it back in Ezra's day, I think we could do a little shouting today in our land today, in our churches across our land. We've gotten that they're dead and dried up and just not rejoicing because there's not much holy living today in the house of God and out of the house of God. You've got to back it up every day of the week. It's not just on Sunday morning religion, come in and shout a little bit and go back out in the world, live like the world lived, go where the world goes and talk like the world talks. No, sir. There's a separation that takes place in the hearts of God's children today, and that we ought to be practicing, my friend, the rejoicing of our hearts. Amen. And that Jeremiah chapter 15, let me read a verse over here in Jeremiah chapter 15. I tell you, there's rejoicing in the Scripture. scriptures. Amen. There's rejoicing of the saints of God. And he talks about it all through the Bible. Rejoicing. You say, well, that's what you live for. No, but I sure do enjoy it when it comes. Amen. The rejoicing of the Lord in the Spirit of God. Amen. Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit. That's right. And we ought to be able to today. Jeremiah chapter 15 and verse 16 said, thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Oh, you listening to me this morning? I listened to what he said. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. You know, there's got to be the basis of rejoicing's got to be in the scriptures. Amen. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. In other words, they became effective in my life. That's what Jeremiah was saying. I did eat them. I believed them. I ingested them. I lived by them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. Oh, that's where real joy comes from. Unto life that's separated to the glory of God, loves him, and brother lives for him day after day after day. And brother, I'm telling you, sometimes a song will strike up, or a message will come across, and as somebody will preach, or somebody will sing an old song of Zion, and the joy will begin to build up in the hearts of his children. Why? Because they're based in the Word of God. It's based in the Word of God. The joy and rejoicing of my heart. There's a lot of hollering going on, not a whole lot of shouting going on. Amen. Holy Ghost shouting, rejoicing up my heart. And for I'm called by thy name. That's good enough to shout a little bit this morning, because we're called by his name. Hey, what you saying today? I'm saying we're kinfolk. I'm saying we're saved. We're heirs of God. We're joint heirs with Jesus. We belong to the family of God. Amen. Thank God we got something to shout about, because we belong to the Lord. Glory to God and the Lamb forever this morning. There is a joy that comes because of the Word of God. If there's anything that'll make you rejoice, it's the Scriptures. And by the way, had you never had a shout in your soul until you got ingested with the Word of God? And there, that Word of God brought that joy up, the believing of the Scriptures, the truth that you believed and you sought after and you found to be right. And the true brother brought real joy in your heart because of the Word of God. This world holds no joy at today. There's a lot of pleasure in sin for a season, but it don't last very long. It wears off, and brother, that pleasure in sin, it will die away, and you'll pay for it one of these days. But real joy comes from the heart of God's people, and that they rejoice in him because of that relationship that they have with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If we clean up our thoughts and clean up our actions and clean up our lives, there'd be a whole lot more shouting in the house of God. Wilt thou not revive us again? Yes, he will. Wilt thou not, he said? Yes, he will. He will revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee. There is the joy that ought to be in the house of God today. Yet our churches are sitting around dry and dead, dried up and dead, and folks are starving to death for the moving of the Holy Ghost of God. And because there's not been a lot of preaching going on, there's not been a lot of praying going on. And praise God, there is the fact that if we pray and brother, and we preach, there'll be some rejoicing of the saints of God. It'll strike a note with God's children, and brother, they'll begin to rejoice in the Lord. Amen. It'll be on, brother, in just a little while. If there's some preaching going on and the Holy Ghost shouting, rejoicing in the Lord going on, brother, it won't take very long for it to come out on us because of what the Lord has done for us. Amen. The Bible said, we're to rejoice in him, and let the Lord for these things write unto you that your joy may be full. Amen. What did he deal with in that verse in 1 John? He dealt with the fact that if we confess our sins, that he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's what he was talking about. My friend, listen. And so what about that? Well, if we confess our sin, keep our heart right with God, keep our actions cleaned up, our thoughts right, Brother God, we'll put the joy of God in our hearts because he said these things right unto you, that your joy may be full. It's more than just superficial hollering. I thank God it's Holy Ghost rejoicing because of what God has done in the hearts of his people. And you're trying to live for him, you're trying to love him, and you're trying to dedicate your life to him. You're praying, you're seeking the face of God, you're in your Bible, you're reading the scriptures, and you're going to the house of God. You're faithful to worship, you're faithful to tithe, you're faithful to work in the house of God. And brother, there's a reaping for that. God will put joy in your heart, and you'll enjoy what God has done in your life today. There ought to be revival of rejoicing in the house of God today. Amen. In the God's people, if you do some rejoice in the house, it'll come out on you some other places too. Amen. I praise God because of the goodness and the grace of an almighty God. I'm glad I'm saved this morning. Ought to be reviving of joy and rejoicing in the house of God, shouting the victory, rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. Wilt thou not? Yes, God will. God will revive us again. Listen, I saw a phrase this week I'm going to leave with you. What if Jesus was as committed to us as we are to him? Oh, you commit yourself to the Lord, you'll find real rejoicing. What if Jesus was as committed to us as we are to him? Amen. Think about that this morning. Good to be saved. See you next Sunday. Amen.